Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Come on, come on, come on. Are you clapping? If you are alive and well, and you are so grateful to God, now I can hear you now. What's happening to myself? If you are alive, you are well, you are blessed. And you want to give God the glory. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus for his goodness toward all of us. That you are so favored to be standing here. 3 days ago, something happened very sad. Even though we don't know the person personally. But it is extremely sad. A young VIP driver that I've driven from somewhere in the Sunyani area told they got to Nsawam and they had a problem with one of the tires. So he fixed a jack to remove the tire. What did jack ni share at the end of the jack ni kumu buya? Inipe gukeni. Ubi nim ne ye ye na ka ni twifa driver na so pager driver na din ni kuduru nsawam general na wo kodada. I mean, can you imagine that somebody who has driven a bus wonder what to hear din komo se sia the next minute ha. And so when we stand here to give God the glory, sweet, please. Come on, please. Come on, please. Shout unto God. With a voice of triumph. The two hands are lifted. Need our Savior. Need our Savior. Sing it for the last time. Hey. me. Sing it for the last time. He was yours. Yes, sing with your voices, break up me. Hey. Have your way, Heavenly Father. We bring all the glory to you. We ascribe all the honor to you. You are faithful, you are worthy, you are glorious, you are mighty, you are good. Our God by yourself, wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the keeper of this nation, the helper of this nation. Help us to understand your ways, to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Somebody shout amen. Clap these hands. You're looking amazing. I give God the glory for your lives, that you are blessed and well and alive. Let me use the opportunity to greet you in the name of Jesus the Christ, and also greet Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We're live on all their sister stations this morning. We are live also on Amansan Television. Good morning to you. Let me greet all our friends from around the world on YouTube and also on podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. This very morning is a joy. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. It is a blessing and a great joy to be with you. My name is Kofi Odjo, reminding you this is Alabaster International Ministry, bringing you this live broadcast service. I give God the glory for putting all this together for his own pleasure. A foundation scripture is John 12, 20 and 21. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said, there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we came to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We demand, we require, we desire to see Jesus. Having read you this, I will want to move further and read Luke chapter 21. I have said arguably this is the most profound eschatological verse of scripture that depicts the times in which we are living in. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke 21 verses 34, 35, 36. The Bible said, take it to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that are coming upon everywhere upon the earth at the same time. These events or these events are not events that anybody can joke with. I am telling you, these are the events that are going to cause the great apostasy, the great falling away. Many, many people will fall away from the faith. Our joy only Whilst we scream every Sunday morning is to tell you, Muntintim, Munhim, every Sunday morning we are trying to tell you 1 Corinthians 15:55. That is what we are trying to tell. The person that is saying that I know the Lord, push a bit further, 58, and let's see. Yeah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor in him or in the Lord, your labor is not vain in God. It's a labor. Coming every Sunday is a labor. Yeah, it's a labor. Every offering is a labor. It's not just your generosity towards God. No. It's a labor of love. The Bible talked about that particular stroke in Hebrews 6 verse 9. He was talking about things that accompany salvation. When you are saved, you know, you also the things that accompanies it. Like peace of mind. Like discipline. Like Christian character. Like, you know, like giving. It is part of your salvation. Not just receiving, also in giving. The Bible said we are persuaded of better things, yeah, of you, and things that accompany salvation. And though we thus speak, he goes on to speak about the labor of love. For God is not unjust, or God is not wicked to forget your work and labor of love. It is labor. It's labor. It's labor of love. The Bible said, which you have shown toward his name. You showed it toward the name of the Lord. In that, you have ministered unto the saints and you continue to do it. And because of that, he is saying that your labor will not be in vain. Go back to the previous one, which is, these are all part, not part of our submission this morning. And so, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 58, the Bible is telling us this is it. He tells us a scripture that I will finish up with is going to be Luke 11 and verse number 35. And when Jesus himself was declaring, be careful that the light in you does not turn into darkness. Because I see increasingly that the people that abide in the church on a daily basis are losing their light. On a daily basis. Not like occasionally. On a daily basis, Jacqueline, we are losing our light. Your dress is all right. Your buttons all right. But me catch it find our light in you. Let me announce to this nation, it is possible that we can build God a cathedral and he will not be in it. I promise you. Oh, so many people can gather in church and God is not there. As my maker can you know. The preacher can be even healing in the name of Jesus, and Jesus is not there. The judgment day, after all you are doing, then we will be asking ourselves, why? But Jesus, why? Is that this guy here? Then the screen will come. Then Sandra will begin to outline your work. But we need to go for wicked people in the house of God. In the house of God. The daughters of Zion, the Bible said, have become wicked. Wicked! And so on Sunday morning, it's not a joke. This is the time that the believer looks at himself in the mirror of God's word and in the presence of God's word, whether I am a good child of God, spirit filled, anointed, and God fearing. This is not a joke. This is not, No. Another Sunday is here. It is not a joke. It is not a joke. It's a very serious assignment. So, the beginning of hey, and I'm in the deity at one woman, so I agree. Dear me, I promise you that. When I'm in the dance, what door crowding between my mouth and the ear of the soul, he will do his work. But the screaming voice has already been rejected. So I will repeat what I said to Ghana. It is possible that you will put up a whole revenue together, remove churches out of their residence, and build God a cathedral, and he will not be there. Money, musubai, makumefi, majinefono will never bring God into that box. And may I remind you that the God of the Bible, the one I know, he doesn't dwell in buildings. You've got it wrong. The poor Asori says here, the people that live here will say, Asori for Napon or Moko. So, whoa, only Asori, not the building. Thank God for buildings, but not the building. God does not dwell in the buildings. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in you. The Bible said, he that destroys the temple of God, God will also destroy. So be careful that your light does not turn into darkness. I'm telling you the mind of God. You know, when I travel, yesterday I traveled on the Kumasi Road. And when I look at what goes on the road, I am not shocked at the road carnage. The madness. Why are we in a hurry to? And so when the Bible says that ye mobrofu, display roads. Wrong overtakings, dangerous driving, and it's normal. Normal. Lawlessness, heartlessness. We are godless. We have a form of godliness, but we are godless. Nyamin tiyemu. Now, polish no page Who can win him in a nonsense? But now, Romami Dofupa, Tianasia, Hombrasia. Steve, if you should be Iasi, do do as I would say. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I have started a series I call The Dynamics of the Beast. And our explorative scripture is coming from Revelation chapter 13 and from verse number 1. For the sake of the people who are joining us today, I will kindly would like to read it all over. And then I am going to select and recreate verse number 5 only for this Sunday. The Bible said, I stood at the son of the sea and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads there was a name of blasphemy. And the Bible said, the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet was like a bear. His mouth like a lion. And the dragon gave the beast power, his seat, and great authority. I proceed further. And the Bible said, and I saw one of his herds were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered about after the beast. In other words, the system of the earth went after the beast. And they were amazed. They had an amazement. The Bible said, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and worshiped the beast also, saying, who is like the beast? I said that there is a historical beast, because many years ago, they said the Caesars were the beast. Yeah, Julius Caesar, Augustus Caesar, Tiberius Caesar, you know, with the beast. And apparently when all the Caesars died, they realized that the Roman Empire was not the beast and the Antichrist. Then they said that, you know, people like, you know, Hitler was the beast. They even ascribed it to a priest, that the priest was the beast. And they said all kinds of things. Well, I'm also saying that there is also a current modern day metaphorical epiphany of beastly activities going on everywhere on a daily basis. When I wake up in the morning, I can see the beast on television. I can see a metaphorical, symbolical, you know, typified beast in people's attitudes and in their communique. I see beastly activities. If a husband tells a wife, "Now, who you buy your water," that is a beastly statement. Dad, what kind of statement is that? A woman chose not to marry all the men in the world, chose you, and you can stand. Yet the beast in our language is aboa, aboa, aboa. Therefore, when people begin to make a more or statement, I see the beast manifesting like that. Beastly activities. When I see family people after a man or a woman is dead and they are coming to take unipane japadi and not remember or reminding themselves that the person has children, I see beastly activities. Sometimes I am so amazed when a poor person dies, nobody fights. There is no fight in their meetings, planning their funeral. No fight. As a matter of fact, it's quick, it's very quick, very sharp. 2 weeks, yes, you know. And 2 weeks grass soon, because nobody can be paying that much fee and all that. Nobody is going to do that. It depend on woman day by the next Monday. You need to work it out. And then I work it out that the day nine affect BBA. A cow, you see, now you need a young tiny bill, because we don't want to know the person. Ubiyam peka. Ubiyam peka. Yeah, Jana Quine Oko. Will be a prepared Japanese to me. See, it's meeting if not 4 years. Who should free him? No, I have poor. Now you decide, one a befawi. And the people are fighting over their property and enterprise, you know, and the beastly activity goes on. I see beastly activities, you know, in public service, in private sector. I see beastly activities. When I see greed. I see the beast at work. Yeah. When I see greed, I see the beast at work. Somebody becomes a minister of state, and within just 1.5 years, he has 4 houses. That is a beast. That is a beast. And I'm telling you, honorable minister, with the love of God, which your pastor, if you have one, will not tell you, that God will judge you. God will strip you of all the greedy substance that you have gathered at the expense of this miserable country. Obiti. Omae bafine we muriano. Omae apache we. And I went to the rich hospital the other day. I cried. I saw the University of Ghana Medical Center. A big part of it is not open. And that part is being rented out for people to do, you know, movie episodes.
Ghana.
Really? Very interesting. The beast is in the health sector.
Beast!
In the health sector. We be a bomb while we need my dear near the protocol as on the inside. Dear the American. Near the Nakwa Kuwura education. Nurse, mom fano. Soldier, fano.
This
is why we are producing officers who do not fear God and are not patriotic.
Beast
have entered. Afo, mujakura, mujakwa.
Beast.
Then we have beasts in clerical suits. Reverend Beast, Apostle Beast, Bishop Beast, Archbishop Beast, Prophet Beast, Master Prophet Beast, General Prophet Beast, Major Prophet Beast.
Beast!
Emua.
Emua, Anna.
Beast, Nichi, didn't they say? Thank you very much.
Beast!
Beast at work. Instead of Christ to be preached, the pulpit, the epicenter, where God has placed his holy name. This is the pivot of instruction. This is where Acts 16, 17 is disseminated. This is where the way of salvation is shown. Yes! Instead of portraying the Lamb of God, the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life, instead of bringing families and their hearts to this particular place where they can be able to tremble at the word of God, instead of, you know, bringing and presenting Christ the King, Christ the Redeemer, Christ the Savior, Christ the Unifier, Christ the, you know, the Messiah of the world, Christ the Revivalist, Christ who puts all things that have torn apart together, Christ who will bring the years that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar have devoured, Christ the restorer of broken walls, Christ. Instead of bringing Jesus Christ, we talk nonsense. And so a preacher can be in the pulpit for almost 45 minutes to an hour, and basically it is not this. Now I am seeing increasingly that we are bringing things like university lectures to the pulpit. The professors will do a better job. The professors will do a better job. I'm telling you, it is good to empower the church entrepreneurship. It is good to bring people into skill training. It is good to bring people into places of, wealth creation. It is great to bring people to the cognizant fact that work, our work ethic, is part of Christianity. I understand that. It is good to bring people to the cognizant fact that they should be great citizens and good citizens. But the church is not a place for susu. The church is not a place for credit union. The church is not a place of exploitation. The church is not a place of adultery. The church of God is not a place where we snatch husbands. The church of God is not a place for malicious. The church is not a place for carnality. The church of God is not a place for backbiting, for attire, for witchcraft. The church of God is not a place for occultism. The church of God is not a place for people to fight against each other. The church of God is not a place for people to come and show what they have, what they wear, what they drive. The church of God and the pulpit is not a place for self-aggrandizement and pride and arrogance. The church is not that place. It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have turned it into the den of thieves. I look at this particular sphere of scripture, and then it brings me to a particular place. And when I look at it carefully, you know, I have been, it brings my mind to Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 13. The Bible, as a matter of fact, if you really can understand it, let me begin from verse number 12, and then I will begin to push it. The Bible said, the words of a wise man's mouth. I want you to look at the word mouth, you know, and then I will jump back to Revelation chapter number 13 and verse number 5 only. I will come back to this one. Let me quickly move to Revelation chapter number 13, where we were reading. As a matter of fact, I have not even finished with my preamble, prologue, or introduction. In this particular sphere, the Bible said, and there was given unto the beast a mouth. A mouth speaking great things. I will read it in GNT and I will read it in the Message version, and then I will proceed. In GNT, the Bible said, the beast was allowed to make proud claims. Proud claims, which were insulting God. In the Message version, the Bible said, the beast had a loud mouth, like social media. It depends on what you do with it. That becomes godly or evil. I will repeat what I said. Like social media, it depends on what you do. That makes it evil or godly. Because the beast will have a loud mouth. Loud mouth. And this loud mouth will constitute to craze, madness. We are going to see madness, some kind of madness in place. The beast was given a loud mouth to speak. And I see the loudness volume of things are increasing. The volume is increasing of so many events that is going on. Maybe you do not see it. Don't worry. I am going to, you know, outline them to you. When you carefully outline the scriptures, let me read you a couple of scriptures. Then we will take it from there. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. When you take a couple of scriptures, like the one we went to, go back to the previous scripture that I quoted. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And this particular one, the Bible said, the words of a wise man's mouth, note the word mouth, are gracious. But the lips, why didn't he use the word mouth this time? The lips of a fool will swallow up himself. Then verse number 13 will be my subsodom to push this. The beginning of the words of the mouth, again, is foolishness. And the end of his talk is mischievous madness. Therefore, in these last days, there is going to come some huge kind of madness. It will sweep across. The first madness that will appear will be the madness of sexuality. I saw a debate on American television, and the debate was about transgender. And the topic is, who is a woman? A man with beard, with pink hair, is sitting on television debating a preacher. And the preacher is saying, you are not a woman. The man is saying, you don't determine whether I am a woman or not. If I wake up in the morning and I feel like I am a tree, so am I. If I feel I am a dog, so am I. If I feel that I am just a table, so am I. This morning, the guy said, I feel like I am a woman. Bema wefu abodwe o pinke, ashe mata di ene mpabwa, ashe nechi se banji abonu o teho no de shem mpabwa. The madness of sexuality will come. blood would di ni petrumo. Clear. By the time you will take off a double-breasted jacket, take off your shirt and your tie, take off your brief or your tunic, take off your trousers and your brief, and you are not going for everybody's terrain, but for the anus of another man. Obey me true. I'm telling this nation, it will never be a blessing to you. And I don't care the revenue that it comes with it. And I don't care the strings that are attached to it. Evil is evil. And sin is sin. And may I remind you that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Any people! Sin will be a reproach to the Jews and to Israel. God will not care who the people are. Sin is sin. I'm reminding you. May I say that sin does not have sizes. Gossip is the same as murder. Number two, the madness of sexuality. Then number two, the madness of lifestyle and mindset. Lifestyle and mindset. And you know, in the craze of sexuality, this is where you are going to have people who abuse people. Abusers. A man wants to sleep with a woman 6 times in a night, 7 times in a week. I want to know. 6 times in a night, 7 times in a week. I mean, are you serious? When the woman cannot take it, the man says he does not respect me. What kind of respect is this one? Ayase respect. Ubiye nipi. Nobody has it. That respect, I don't know where that respect is from. Minims are respect. The grace of lifestyle. He said, your one lifestyle, you on my hunu. The youth of Ghana going through. I am Shishia. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome. 3 women sleeping with 1 man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shirt trousers, we boduku, stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is confession and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is
says, Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. There were coaching a drama, so no, we're moon for was a man, so me move for we're not to do for no catch it up. I'm sure me move for come
and quiet on the air. It is a beam that your chance in poor master.
The soul is important.
The soul is important. Is that for me to sit here and look with an eye of slander to somebody that is wearing a miniskirt here? I will rather declare the love of God with time, the discipline of God will take shape. Let me tell you, because that person wearing that miniskirt normally is totally naked in the club. So with the short one, or you say wakatan, boni freni penny. Tia can send panon be huno says sa and if no. Na
the church
is hypocritical. Mrs. America, can you stand here? Let me use you as an example for one moment. We rather want people to be perfect. Why don't you have patience? Since you are not the savior, why are you so intolerant toward other people? Huh? What do we do, man? Can't care no more. Why can't you be tolerant? So somebody has accepted Christ. She is a baby in Christ. They are now about to grow and mature and bear fruit. You don't condemn the person who doesn't dress like this. Because I'm telling you for the truth. Christianity, Ankasano, is not dressing per se. The dressing is your fruit. Dressing, we call it godliness. Now, whilst I finish her, instead of wearing a wine, you are on your way to hell, devil. But that is the person why the Lord sent me. That is the person why the Lord sent me. Ignore my example. You can be dressed like this and be a witch. You can be dressed like this and be a hypocrite. You can be dressed like this and be azar. You can be dressed like this and be wicked from here. And lastly, you can be dressed like this. You can be dressed like this and go to hell. Patience! Patience. Patience, you are too intolerant. Patience. Patience. Let's allow the soul to grow. It is a word you bro by pursue. Allow money. Allow it. Time. Process. Anini. Patience. Say a good amen, sweet. Thank you. Our 10 minutes to close. But my 10 minutes to close, let me say this. There is a madness of divorce in my generation right now. They say, jawari, you know. Jawari, just like that. Just like that. I stopped a family from divorcing or breaking up a marriage 3 days ago. I said, I don't know the reason, but please, I would love to meet all of you. If I listen to the stories, at least I have done my job. But allow me to do my job before you people decide to divorce. Why is that there are so much anger in husbands and wives?
Why?
Especially
Christian husbands and wives. As for relationship for the woman, the woman be a wild, the chin will be a.
A champagne, who you be my whatever, and then 5 days ago, I'm sorry, the devil came over me. I'm talking to you about the beast. Beast. Sometimes God is giving you signs. Don't marry a beast. Love talk on the 14th of February. It's a Monday night. I am having what I call 1860 love talk. 1860. It's all about age cloud from age 18 to age 60. I'm having a love talk. This one, we are having it here at Amponsa Memorial Temple. So I have limited seating. So you don't come early, you don't book, you are just going to be standing out there somewhere. So love talk 1860. So much anger in marriage. Sorry, I no panu ni buef. Bit ni chase. When ya weja wadi ano. Eti ene ye juma sa. Mi ma me wono waka. Eti ene ye juma sa ano. Eti ene ye juma sa ano. Number four, there is I see the beast bringing the madness of mutiny and rebellion. Mutiny. Eti ene. Rebellion. The Bible said that in Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 6. The Bible makes a very solid retribution. Listen to that. There shall be wars and rumors of wars. Yeah, see that your heart is not troubled. And then he goes further in verse number 7. Listen to what he said. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Somebody should tell me why Russia wants to invade Ukraine. Tell me why. Why?
What reason?
This
is the word of God. Now, these were the words of Christ Himself.
Mama, comfort. I feel the man who said, Ahimie. But sorry, Ahimie.
And it's not just a country, because yes, it will just be Ohine Bako will rise against Ohine Bako for no reason.
Word of God is clear. Look at what happened in Burkina Faso. We now can be and say, hey, go view your drone. Soldiers have taken a president captive. The same style they did in, is it Guinea? They did in Guinea. A change the constitution. Then armed forces took power. Take power. It's a madness. And you are going to see more of that. We are going to see more of that. It's going to be happening. It is the word of God. These are signs of the end time. Madness of rebellion. A child. You send the child. Say, I will not go. The child can boldly tell you, I do not respect you. Look into the eye of a parent. I was shocked the other day when I saw people who had joined the club of prostitution. And these girls were just 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds. And they have joined a gang of prostitution. Because there is rebellion. A tiatin rebellion. People will rebel. Church to church. Yeah, father and children, there will be rebellion. People, children, I was rebuking a group of children and said, if you refuse to bury your father, that is not a blessing to you. I'm telling you. When people die, then, you know, yesterday I was preaching in my hometown and I was telling, you know, them that, say, oh, papa ni papa, yeah, what that way. Now, a common dinner, make me say, and I'm sure I mean, who knew me, what baby, I come here, she has had. Too many old people listening to the word of God. I'm just remembering where to hear a common room mufa and I'm a matin cry and I'm penakasian woman for fa. A catch it am all and you in Shirama, what you are common no mammy will be a wussy that would break a few drummers if I call your mammy. I know, papa. Fatra drummer woman, no fatra the animal woman. Now we shit out and son woman. I'm telling you, for see, you don't know what I'm saying. Fakoyese adwumane mame. Fama maame no nifadidwa wo ba tonwa emre akrantie emfrotie apese. Na fama maame ho ne twitwa fanya nkwan. Woni no nshira. I'm serious. I'm saying, go view Drew. I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. This is the area. Fama, I'm going to tell you what. Let them bless you. Your mother blesses you. And they said, no, we think that your choice is too brutal. Now, Uba alaba start to be maso. Encourage them in na say ya kwa. Ewa wasum. Etu te be maso. Akwesi da wa fa babro no abetra. Limele ma limele ma limele ma limele ma limele ba. Jensen hunu no. Jensen hunu no. Ne fa bag ne ko vi. Adwama e kunkum nipa bebre. 1 month am gram emfa. And then the last thing, the madness of abuse of office. The abuse of office. My love for this country, sometimes I weep in prayer when I'm praying for Ghana. My love for His Excellency, Nanado Danko Akufo-Addo. I love my president with all my heart. I prayed for my president and still pray for my president, will always pray for my president. And sometimes it bleeds my heart when I look at things around us. When I look at the abuse of office, even from church. Sometimes, with love, we must look at power and tell them truth. Not because of what we can get. Adia your red. Let us be able to get the boldness and tell them. Sejina ye you are Musi, a dear which never any pa. A bemini penny to 12 women, say. You bet me a year way, but ye nya hua but to the kakra. I have two near her. And ye mania, maybe you honor mamma so ya free di Jimmy or Bonnie Bokena for so. I'm telling you. Got a young boy! But your president, I told them, look at it too. Young boy, 30-something years. A chief president that told them, Munyano, Guinea president, so that's them. The film no have been Kuban, who did a junior church. Who pursue, woo, we be you, and you take power. Yeah. And they are telling the world. Recently, they've taken $12 million from the Guinean fund, and they have imported medical supplies. Almost try to make an impression. Once people are changing constitution, they are buying medical supplies. Change constitution. Muntu aso. O kanu kura wo mpe. Age wo hwe asena ne niso abai no. Sa abre ya gini president dem na bo kidnap dem yi afi nyansa ebe umtim. Ne ko munya ko fi oduro bi wo Burkina Faso wo ma wo ka jo say your excellency fi yo. And he will appreciate it. But yes, a master for no be ye was our reform, your excellency. Woo, who no? You would perform. Woo, but for moi, your excellency. Woo, who no? For so on my yes, a master now, one more taffy be. It will deem. I'm telling you. The day of reckoning and accountability, yeah, from they will, we will not call their names. It will be yours, Your Excellency. It is Kakofi Drobi. Eko Burkina Faso ho. Ko ye Kofi Drolic assignment. By now, His Excellency of the Burkina Bay will still be in presidential palace. Young boy, Peter Tu, called presidential palace for we see now. I see a genie degree, see now. na soldier for a chan when she was she renew a poor presidential table. So, Mom, we are here for that bang and I'm over San Kensigram. That bang, I'm over San Kensigram. And in the brief, I'm telling you, the mind of God, abuse of office, it will be a DC. Now, they have your envelope, see, Friday, and you may, as you shun of bay, we bunny a unidiaman, we bunny a unidiaman, or my patchy womb, a unidiaman. What make a dear way with him and him, you know what, tea, why illegal connection, abuse of office in the bin or not. Can you have what they told a tadia, say, wouldn't yaka? And are he great things? He has that. When you're great things, ko ye free me, turn him, ye free him. A car would be nervous with you. And I want to say Ghana water for this week. You almost mangrove will be 260,000. Yeah, why no more? What would you source 260,000? Wouldn't you? What would you source 260,000? Where are making Obi Mitash and Impasse? And your connection now, but she didn't pass. Car would buy insurance in the home. Roadworthy, and a license would nip. And a wabo duke would the Atena came must park. Me preachy would tea. Would be tea. Crawford in Yamabagana wouldn't tear duty. Abuse of office. Let me tell you, Akosiasa, for most of the cars that come into this country, luxury vehicles, there are no duties paid. Because somebody is abusing his office. Office. Duty is saying, I say, duty is 1 million CDs on a Rolls Royce. He said, okay, no problem. I will give you half. Fine. I'm going to drive a car and miss me fee. Oh, I need a car and I'll be sure. I'm going to pay your papers. It is not a blessing and it will never be a blessing on your head. It will never be a blessing on your head. Let me tell Ghana, all of us here, our leaders and everybody, if the waste can be curtailed, we wouldn't need so many taxes. Waste! Because he was saying, Jerry, be good. Waste! And here, my baby, don't know, is waste. Waste. I'm telling you. See waste just like that. You know? Me person me bisa. Why is it that all government functionaries don't pay fuel? Electricity, water, and stuff like that. Why? More and more, some here, no. Moon to yebi. Yenya mosom yeno. Yemom yetia. And that is bad example. Bad example. Minima dofwe waha, even my team will be our contribution. I am the first to pay for myself, my wife, and my children before anybody pays. Why is it that our leaders don't pay? Land Cruisers to us, unina your Maya Pachi or my bafanyi. That's a waste. You can't wear a town for. We can't wear me a town for. It's just one part by us. Me say, one way you do, no? By now, Burkina, Ray, and this world by now. When you're young, you can't wear each other. And you're by heart, or be funny, sir. What the enemy is. Rather than people say, yes, Amasa, you are doing well. You cook in here, then I hear from say, no, I don't. So, therefore, I must see my young friend, because they don't even care. I go on, no, we are sure. And I'm sure, so therefore, you are quite when I make a jump say, you really are, Monsieur.
Na nkrofo yire num nkrofo guess nsumu nsusu. Na sotro ne nso mrafo. Babro samu nyemu nuanom han han. Omuwie no omne betwa selfie na msi na michi. Kanu kura chire yire. Kachire ne se. Watu nizi ipo muno. Enkrofuwe biyo omu diye. Utraibe juku no. Ema anye o sebe honwa fechense opuwa. E ya adumbi. Shwek mwa mfasa adum ne njujiri fo. Tu. Kanu kura chire kuno num. Kachire ne se. Ntroni ne yire nwa wofa ne chine nye nshira. Tell them the truth. Meme wahe na tell them. It's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them. It's not a blessing. Chatting with girls you don't know. Chinese girls, Indian girls. We come on your profile and it's girls, strange girls. We look for da, we see mu da. We are not tamba bro. We jare papa. We hear, we young people. We jare papa. And now no pay yare sabre. Hey, yare sabre. Young boy, sorry you could pay Juma your beba no she them no children the bema. Oh. Sana what here? Interesting. And to be in your casa chere for. Pastor Medi Jimin when you be a catcher. Jimin wa wujimi wa yere son of God will judge you. Minyame wa judge ya. Winyame wa judge ya. Utimi stamp wa him. Be who's when ya chon. Would you very agro? You will be tuning now or why you see it. You will be fine why you see it. So, you know, so, yes, sir. Do you see an opinion? Sorry. Abuse of office. They are the cause of mutinies. Greed is the cause of rebellion in our sub-region.
Soldier for Omubuman.
Think about what I just said. Soldier ni ben ebuman. Tell me wo bi a we soldier ni a wo bu man ya metimi de natoto enkroma ho. Me de ne be toto Mandela ho. Obi a we soldier ni a wo bu man ya metimi gina ho de natoto Julius Nyerere Anase Jomo Kenyatta or Patrice Lumumba. Tell me only one. Obi a we soldier ni a wo be bu man ya metimi afano de na toto Paul Kagame ho. Talk to me. One pen. Soldier for mumai. Get back to defense and to the barracks and go and get the job done. And no mo adwuma. Mo hwe so na monye. Mo hwe so na monye. Na we nimo so hwe so na monye. A we mo hwe so ye wo mo de a eja atopa kankan no. And Tron your drumming fee, a dream fee, a crono, a woody in yachum. Womajaya! And Kenyan is a soldier for a big Jimmy. Makari, your best way, yeah. The far flag, yeah, and I'm a real hope. When I touch this thing, sadness grips me. Ghana penny, it's Kakoko mine. No, no baby, me shabola containers, jira, plastics all over the place. And this morning, the people are in church. We didn't know what to actually happen to them. I didn't want to find show draws. Me be so. And then one for ball and then would have, in soon now, we pure water rubber and an uncle so they show draws. Say, bit mama, we infection. Say bit me any form of whatever irritation on the skin. Same thing it does to the environment. Same thing.
with the pure water rubber by Koshawa, you have almost 26 years before it decomposes into the soil. Into the power of pollution to the earth, no, is too much. Beautiful beaches in Hawaii, Barbados, Bahamas, in Kingston, Jamaica. Go and see beautiful beaches. Yeah, in Washington. Go and see beaches in, you know, in Swansea, in Portsmouth, and all that. Go to Dubai, to the Arab Strip, and go and see beaches, beautiful beaches. Go to Abu Dhabi and see beaches. Oman, Qatar, Jordan, Bahrain. Go and see beaches, beautiful beaches. From Keta all the way to Axim. Eho, obe kono ba wa habema wa. No me tutu from no mokoto. Uri ya ne boko di. Omangwa siyafu amuni tiri mo weni. Ensomo huna diya mo wa so. Ensomo nte yasa. We will pray for this nation. And when I pray, I'm saying we will pray for this nation. I'm talking about you. Abuse of office. Yeah, Kobe to say, you know, the minister is traveling. And all that. Oh, yeah, Kobo, you'll be shocked. The people they brought in, GFA, me say, God will judge you. I'm talking to GFA. God will judge you. Mupa, refund the money back to national coffers. And yes, sir, mobe bre bruta. I catch them. What do you cast me kind? People who are into ball boys, they clean the boots, they clean the, you know. Inipa who have nothing to do with GFA. Maid servants, house boys from these officials, they brought them into the team, did passports for them, and they traveled on the expense of this nation. All of them collected per diem. Nipe win yansi bit me a year, Juma Monfam Momot. Aya, we yasa with $35,000. Emma Unia Bibini. But a yomre, so de Mabruni. A dreamer say, hey, me and my national anthem, baby. Fans at Obus and Pacho. Play the national. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana, on the altar of the Lord, and pray for this country. Please pray for every Ghanaian, every institution, every department, every leader. We are praying that God shall heal our land, including me and you. Heal our land. Heal our land. Saye maya dia. Sasa sene ya dia. Oh, heal our land. Heal our life.
Heal all the sectors. Heal our mindset. Heal the madness of the beast that have crept into our space. Heal us of beastly activities and proclivities. Heal, Lord, heal. Heal Kolibu. Heal 37. Heal the hospital itself. Heal the health ministry. Heal the Ghana Health Service. Heal, oh God. These young people smuggling cocoa to our neighboring countries. Heal their mindsets. That Christ may rule in their heart. That they be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Heal, O God, I pray. This morning, before we bring the nation's prayer to a close, I pray, Father, for my president. His Excellency Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Our mother, Lady Rebecca, the first family and the team in government. Let them know that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the people whom God have chosen as his inheritance. I pray for the people of Ghana. And I ask that you will give us the wisdom and the discipline to understand that righteousness will always exalt a nation. And sin will also always be a reproach. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Somebody shout amen. Clap these hands. Give God the glory. You want to join us for our offerings? The number 0249809911. The 0249809911. Also 0592296667. That's 0249 0592296667. Lastly 0592296667.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.